Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Hello Kitty helps police track down a Tucson man now accused of opening fire during a road rage incident that left two teenage girls wounded. Police say the shooting happened Thursday near the intersection of Golf Links and Kolb on the city's east side. Investigators say 29-year-old David Cedeno was driving a Toyota Sequoia when another car tried to merge into his lane. According to court documents, Cedeno sped up and would not let the vehicle over, and the two cars ended up turning onto Golf Links with Cedeno pulling alongside the victims. Investigators say Cedeno then pulled a gun and fired into the car, hitting two girls in the legs. Their injuries were not life-threatening. The victims were able to keep driving and pulled into a nearby business to call 911. Police say what stood out to the victims was a personalized license plate and a Hello Kitty sticker on the back of the suspect's vehicle. That detail helped investigators quickly identify the SUV and track it to a nearby home. Officers say the vehicle was found backed into a carport, and a passenger told police Cedeno had been involved in the shooting. Investigators say that same passenger admitted the license plate and sticker were removed after the incident. Cedeno was taken into custody and, after being read his rights, admitted to being involved in the road rage encounter. He told investigators he thought someone in the other car had a gun and claimed he heard a shot before he fired. Police say there was no indication the victims were armed.
The defendant poses a significant risk to the public. He showed a willingness to fire upon a fully occupied vehicle indiscriminately for a road rage incident, and then he attempted to hide his involvement.
The judge outlined the laundry list of charges Cedeno is now facing.
For today, I am going to order that you're held on the bond of $75,000.
Cedeno remains in custody for now. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Monday as the investigation continues. More crime and justice news after this. A two-month-old baby is dead, and her mother is fighting for her life after a private ambulance crash in Philadelphia that police say may involve a family member driving under the influence. The crash happened early Sunday in the Frankfort section at Torresdale and Harbison Avenues. Investigators say the emergency began about a mile and a half away in Tacony on Dittman Street, where a 911 call came in for an unresponsive infant. The baby, identified as Marion Harris, was still at home when the call was made, and police were already on the way. But before first responders arrived, the family left in a private ambulance driven by the baby's grandfather. Police say the 51-year-old driver was speeding southbound on Torresdale without lights or sirens and ran a red light at Harbison before T-boning a Honda Accord that was traveling through the intersection on a green light. Investigators say the force of the crash caused the ambulance to roll. Both the mother and infant were thrown through the windshield and landed in the roadway. The baby was pronounced dead at the hospital, though investigators say it is unclear if she died before or after the crash, pending the medical examiner's findings. Her mother suffered severe head injuries and remains in critical condition. The driver of the Honda was not injured.
And it was destroyed. Everything was destroyed. Pieces of, for the car to lose their axle and the fork from the car, he had to be real hard. You know, he had to be coming fast.
That's neighbor Ramon Nunez. Leon Stark says he heard the crash but did not realize the severity of it right away.
I heard a, a loud thump, but, I didn't think nothing of it.
Stark says learning a child had died made it even harder to process.
It's sad because there's always a lot of accidents in this area, and the head that a little baby passed away, that's sad.
Police say the driver was taken to the hospital and could face charges including driving under the influence, but prosecutors say no charges have been formally filed at this point as the investigation continues. A massive international crackdown in Thailand is exposing industrial-scale scam centers that use thousands of phones to target Americans for fraud. Picture this, a command room where long tables are covered with thousands of smartphones stacked in rows and piles, charging cables and power strips running between them as FBI agents and Royal Thai police officers are looking through the devices, examining data on laptops, handling each phone as evidence tied to a large organized scam. Officials say these phones came from suspected scam compounds in Southeast Asia. The setups are described as organized and efficient. Rows of workers using devices like these to message victims. They build trust. They push fake investments. They drain accounts. Scott Shelble with the FBI states, quote, "These are industrial-scale fraud operations. Americans are losing billions of dollars a year to these types of scams, and in many cases, victims lose their life savings." FBI officials say more than 8,000 phones and 1,300 hard drives have been seized in recent operations. Each one may hold leads in the form of messages, wallet addresses, contact lists. All of it can help trace the networks behind the scams. Agents now have the task of sorting through the devices one by one. The phones on those tables are silent now, but investigators say the networks behind them are still active, and they are still searching for their next target. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.